Starting with the second half of last week's parsha, Sefer Bamidbar just feels like an exhausting series of unfortunate events. Just one terrible avera after another with dire, dire consequences. In this week's episode of Terrible Jewish History, we have the story of the Meraglim, the 10 spies who came back with evil lies about the land of Israel. And one of the horrible things that they say to the people is, Eretz Ocheles Yoshveahi, this is a country, a land that eats up its inhabitants. Rashi explains that people were referring to funerals. Everywhere they looked, people were dying. It seemed like every day there was another funeral. And they said, this is a terrible place to live. So scary. How can we live in a place where everyone's dying? Now the Gemara in Sota and Daf Lamed Hey explains that the Meraglim misinterpreted the events. Hashem had arranged these extra funerals, but not as a way of scaring the people into feeling it was a dangerous place to live. Hashem had created distractions, had kept the people of the land of Canaan occupied, to give the Meraglim a free rein to look around and gather information. But says the Gemara, Heim chashvu l'ra'a, the Meraglim thought about it the wrong way. They gave a negative interpretation to it. They perceived it wrong. Hashem had a good intention, and they missed the boat. They came out with a negative perception of what was going on. Now that phrase, Heim chashvu l'ra'a, kind of goes easy on the Meraglim. We were always taught the Meraglim were evil people who went out there looking for lies to make up and to scare the people. But in reality, they made a mistake, they misinterpreted, they saw things the wrong way, they didn't get it the right perspective. So which one is it? Were the Meraglim evil people trying to make up lies? Or the Meraglim just people who simply misinterpreted the facts they were seeing? The Torah Tamima, in his commentary on Chumash, explains that really is a little bit of both. As Chazal say, when these people left to scout the land, they already had evil intentions. Chazal said these people were leaders. These people were already in positions of power in the Midbar. And they felt that when moving into Eretz Yisrael, there would be a new guard, there would be a new series of leaders, and they would lose their positions. So out of complete bias for their own authority, they looked for reasons that the land of Israel was not a good place to go. But after that, everything else was unconscious. Whatever they saw, they just naturally interpreted in the negative light. They didn't put a negative spin on it. They legitimately thought they were seeing things honestly. The Torah Tmimah invokes a phrase that Gemara uses in another context. Torah Tmimah says, "Bederech she'adam rotza leilech malichin oso." The path a person wants to take, any path will take you there. If you want to get to a certain conclusion, no matter what you see, you're going to interpret it in the way that confirms whatever it is you already believe. The Meraglim went out there looking for bad things about Israel, and whatever they saw, they didn't realize they were doing this, but they colored it in a negative light, and they actually came out, unconsciously, they came out with a negative report, terrible lies about the land of Israel. Another example of this is very obvious. When you look at Moshe's instructions to them, what they came back and they said. When Moshe sends them out, at the beginning of the Parsha, he says, look to see if they have a wall, or if the cities are unwalled. Rashi explains, Moshe was saying to them, if the cities are walled, then the people are weak. They don't trust their armies. They don't trust themselves. They're hiding behind the fortified cities. And the people came back and they said, the cities have walls. We're all going to die. We're never going to get in there. The people are so strong. Moshe had seen a wall as a sign of weakness. The Meraglim came back and interpreted the opposite. Heim chashvu l'ra'a. They legitimately perceived it to be a negative, a scary factor that would make conquering the land impossible. The path a person wants to take, they will take, regardless of what information they're given. The Torah Tamima, who wrote his commentary in the early 1900s, was way ahead of his time. It wasn't until the 1960s that psychologists created a term for this phenomenon called the confirmation bias. When people have an agenda, when people already have an opinion on something, anything that they see will be interpreted to confirm what they already think. Sometimes it means rejecting information, studies, research that challenges their opinion. Other times it means looking at ambiguous stimuli and just interpreting it in the way that supports your own theory. Two people with opposite perspectives, completely at odds, can look at the same information and each one will come out thinking, see, this proves me. I'm right and you're wrong. And in the current climate in which we live, the only thing we could all agree on is that it's completely unproductive to speak to someone from the other side of the aisle. Conversations don't seem to go anywhere. Each one just arguing their own point, not looking at the facts, reinterpreting everything, at least unconsciously, sometimes more, but at least unconsciously, this confirmation bias is so present, and often we're not aware of it. So step one could be just to recognize that this exists, and while we may not be able to change our political climate as a whole, but people in our own lives, our family, friends, people that we know think differently than we do, to sit down with an open mind and say, I'm not going to let my confirmation bias completely color everything I see. I want to hear what you have to say. And better than that, you know what? Let me try arguing your side. And you argue my side. Let me see if I could argue your opinion without trying to fit it into my own. Let me actually take a real careful look at what you have to say. And then in the end, hopefully come out with at least more perspective, a more nuanced understanding of the issue, even if we don't change our ultimate opinions. It's very important not to have our answer before asking questions and before doing any research. And the story of the Meraglim is a rare issue where HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself said the land is good. So the Meraglim are undoubtedly on the wrong side of the issue. Most issues we have aren't like that. There's no objective reality that we can see. We don't know. And maybe we should give more merit, more opportunity, more weight to what the other person's saying. Even if we're not going to change our opinion, to at least understand the issue in a more sophisticated way. Hashem should help us have this humility, have this ability to recognize the confirmation bias in our lives, and to be open-minded enough to sit down with people that we don't agree with, and to give them the feeling that they're understood, and hopefully they can give the same to us. Where each side really feels that they're listening, where each one really feels that they're understanding the issue from all different perspectives, ultimately getting as close as possible to the truth.